Culture.
Your summer reading list. Read trip. Packing for a holiday. Take these books published in 2024.
Hard by a Great Forest by Leo Vardiashvili. A man returns to Georgia after 2 decades in exile, then disappears. His son sets off in pursuit. This book takes the form of a thrilling puzzle hunt, but is also a meditation on the country's history. The Heart in Winter by Kevin Barry. From the beginning of this short, lyrical novel about two lovers who meet in a boomtown in Montana in the 1890s, a tragedy seems to be in the offing. It reflects the two sacred tenets of the Western, a reverence for the landscape and an awareness of its brutality. Help Wanted by Adele Waldman. A lively yarn about the employees of a big box store in upstate New York. The pride of characters who expertly stack boxes is real but fragile. It is threatened by greedy employers and automation. James by Percival Everett. Told from Jim's perspective, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn feels startling and new. This brilliant literary retelling has a dark twist and action-packed scenes of revenge that read like they're destined for reenactment on the big screen. Mania by Lionel Shriver. Transformed by ideological extremism, America is the novel's setting and subject. In this alternative America, everyone is smart and anyone who feels differently is a bigot. The themes of society's quick pivots and friendships poisoning by the culture wars are slightly but not unbelievably absurd. The Road to the Country by Chigozie Obioma. This novel sheds light on a dark period in Nigeria's history, the Civil War of 1967-70. It captures the country's fault lines and warns of what happens when nation-building fails. Almost 60 years on, the war's aftershocks can still be felt. All That Glitters by Orlando Whitfield. A student-turned-gallery employee sees the secretive art market up close and witnesses the spectacular rise and fall of a wheeler dealer, Inigo Philbrick, who was convicted of perpetrating the largest art fraud in American history. This is Liar's Poker for the art world. Everest, Inc. by Will Cockrell. Mountaineering has gone mainstream. Climbing Mount Everest, once a feat of staggering endurance, is now the extreme sport du jour. But that does not mean it is safe. More people are reaching the summit, but more are dying en route, too. Get the Picture by Bianca Bosca. A journalist tries to understand what makes the secretive art world tick. She works at galleries, a painter's studio, and a museum to chronicle the whims of collectors and art world insiders. Reading Genesis by Marilyn Robinson. One of America's greatest living novelists analyzes the first book of the Bible. The result is a lesson in close reading and, at times, a sermon, as Robinson balances profound pessimism about human nature with confidence in a loving God. The Eastern Front by Nick Lloyd. A superb history of the Eastern Front in the First World War. Apart from the heroism and resilience of the ordinary soldiers, this is a story of vainglory, cynicism, incompetence, and callousness. Every Living Thing by Jason Roberts. A tale of scientific rivalry and the race to categorize all life on Earth. Carl Linnaeus and Georges-Louis de Buffon never met, but by the middle of the 18th century both were famous and at loggerheads. Thanks to its surprising twists and turns, this book is an unnaturally good read. A History of the World in 12 Shipwrecks by David Gibbons. A series of essays on shipwrecks, written by a maritime archaeologist. Together they paint a picture of how people pushed the borders of their known worlds. How the World Made the West by Josephine Quinn. A professor of ancient history romps through 4,000 years, demolishing the fusty notion that something called Western civilization stands somehow alone, or that it descends directly from ancient Greece and Rome. With a wealth of detail, she shows that civilizations are instead complex, ever-changing mosaics. Impossible Monsters by Michael Taylor. An intellectual revolution began in 1811 when Mary Anning, a 12-year-old living in southwest England, excavated the first fossil of a marine reptile, the Ichthyosaurus. This splendid history of discovery tells a much-told tale better than it has been told before. Medieval Horizons by Ian Mortimer. An account of a profoundly misunderstood period, which shows that the Middle Ages were not marked by violence and superstition. Instead, huge steps in social and economic progress were made, and the foundations of the modern world were laid. Revolusi by David Van Reybrouck. From remote Asian islands to Dutch nursing homes, a Belgian archaeologist and historian has tracked down eyewitnesses to Indonesia's colonial period, producing the definitive account of a neglected epoch. Smoke and Ashes by Amitav Ghosh. A gripping account of profits, power and powerlessness wreaked by drugs. The opium poppy looks delicate and innocuous, but the author angrily points the finger at multinational companies whose success is tied to the opium trade. Why War? By Richard Overy. Humans have engaged in warfare throughout their existence. They're not going to change now. A respected British historian probes nearly 100 years of scholarship, attempting to understand the mechanisms that have embedded warfare throughout humans' time on Earth. The Wide, Wide Sea by Hampton Sides. The riveting tale of Captain James Cook's final fatal voyage. This book strikes the balance between justified admiration for the explorer's seamanship and a legitimate resentment of the colonialism that followed indigenous peoples' first contact with Europeans. Venice by Dennis Romano. From 16th century spies to rising sea levels, this monumental account of Venice reveals its elusive origins and precarious future. Clear, entertaining, yet academically rigorous. Ian Fleming by Nicholas Shakespeare. The most comprehensive biography of James Bond's creator documents his patriotism and notable contributions to Britain's war effort, but it does not make him likable. Morris and Marilyn by Sophie Elmhurst. A deeply reported tale of a couple stranded at sea for almost 4 months in 1973. Never sentimental and perfectly paced, this book tells the best sort of love story. A true one. Metamorphosis by Karolina Vatrava. A biography of Franz Kafka's afterlife, which considers how Kafka metamorphosed from a sickly lawyer to a global literary icon. Monet by Jackie Wulschliger. The first account in English of the celebrated artist's work and private life, written sympathetically and with skill. The Monet who emerges is a contradictory, difficult man. His most lasting relationship, in art and in life, was with water. Troubled by Rob Henderson. At once a fascinating memoir and an analysis of the luxury beliefs gripping American elites. A graduate of Yale targets the stupidity of what now passes for orthodoxy, but he does so without penning an angry culture war screed. Autocracy, Inc. by Anne Applebaum. The author made her name with Gulag, a Pulitzer Prize-winning history of the Soviet Union's prison camps. Her new book is shorter and more urgent. Today's strongmen typically crave little besides power itself and the loot it brings. They have spun a network of mutual support. Counterintelligence by Robert Hannigan. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is associated with woke pseudoscience and corporate flimflam, but this engaging book by the former director of GCHQ, Britain's Signals Intelligence Service, is a compelling corrective to that view. Codebreaking requires people who think in different, original, and unusual ways. How Tyrants Fall by Marcel de Seuss. Between 1946 and 2010, 69% of autocrats were jailed, killed, or forced into exile when they lost power. A political scientist considers how other dictators seek to avoid such a fate. Will the techniques that toppled despots of old still work in an age of mass surveillance? World on the Brink by Dmitry Aparovich and Garrett Graff. A how-to manual for managing America's rivalry with China. This book is both a useful layman's introduction to the world's most pressing geopolitical issue and a collection of sensible recommendations, the main one being patience. The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. An eminent social psychologist who has previously tracked the decline of free speech on university campuses looks at the great rewiring of childhood by smartphones and social media. At once compassionate in tone and data-rich in approach, this makes for a gripping read for parents of adolescents. The Balanced Brain by Camilla Nord. An enlightening roundup of what scientists know about the workings of the brain and how they know it. Beware neurobollocks, it warns. Catchy stories that pin a mental disorder on one chemical or brain region. Moods involve a large number of neurotransmitters and several parts of the brain. Co-intelligence by Ethan Mollick. Generative AI will dramatically change white-collar jobs. A professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania explains how and provides useful tips on how to harness it. AI should literally be a co-intelligence. Don't give up your own. Dark Wire by Joseph Cox. In 2018, the FBI launched Operation Trojan Shield. It established Anom, an encrypted messaging app soon used by criminals to communicate and strategize about murders, drug deals, and more. The tale of the largest law enforcement sting operation in history. Tits Up by Sarah Thornton. The author's experience of a double mastectomy and reconstruction set off a 4-year quest to seek the multifarious meanings and uses of breasts. She peeks into places where women's chests are revered, including strip clubs and milk banks, and offers fun flashes of art and history. You will not look at breasts in the same way again. Why We Die by Venki Ramakrishnan. The quest to cheat death has a long history. A Nobel Prize-winning biologist explores strategies to arrest the decay of body and mind. Can humans learn the secrets of longevity from the Hydra, a tiny aquatic creature capable of indefinite self-renewal? Scientists are trying.